The Dingo Fence. What is the dingo fence? The dingo fence is the longest fence in the world. It stretches for thousands and thousands of kilometers across Australia. It stretches over dry desert land. It stretches over mountains and along cliffs. On one side of the fence, there are hundreds and hundreds of sheep. On the other side, there are dingoes. The dingo, a hunting animal. Wild dingoes are a little like dogs and a little like wolves. They have bigger heads and teeth than dogs. They don't bark. They howl like wolves do. Dingoes hunt for food at night, alone, or in packs. They can attack and kill animals like kangaroos or sheep. Sheep are easy prey for dingoes. The dingo is eating the sheep it has hunted. Problems for sheep farmers. Dingoes have killed thousands of sheep. This is not good news for sheep farmers. It is hard to be a sheep farmer in a hot, dry land where there is not much food or water. But the dingo problem is even worse. So the fence was made to help protect the sheep from the wild dingoes. In a hot, dry land, there is not much food or water for sheep. A tall, strong fence. This high fence is made with wooden posts and wire netting. The wire netting has sharp barbs. The posts are dug into the ground a long way. The fence is high so the dingoes can't jump over it, and it is deep in the ground to stop animals like rabbits from digging under it. The dingo fence is deep in the ground to stop animals from going underneath. Problems with the fence. Wild pigs or kangaroos can bang into the fence. They can make holes big enough for a dingo to sneak through. In some places, camels have smashed the fence down. The dry soil, blown by the wind, can pile up along the fence. The fence can even get buried under the sand. Then it is very easy for hungry dingoes to get into the sheep land. The dingo fence can get buried with dry soil and sand that gets blown into it. The fence riders. The dingo fence must be looked after. This is the job of the fence riders. The fence riders all have a part of the fence to take care of. They drive up and down, looking for places where the fence might need fixing. They may have to camp out under the stars at night. Fence riders camping out. A fence rider looks for holes in the fence. The fence riders are often far away from towns and cities. In the winter, it is very cold, and in the summer, very hot. The air can be thick with flies, and sandy soil blows around in the hot wind. But the fence riders have an important job. They must look after the fence that protects the sheep from hungry dingoes. Hungry dingoes. In some places by the fence, animal tracks can be seen. The tracks go backwards and forwards. These are tracks of animals like wild dingoes. They may have walked a long, long way looking for food. They come to the dingo fence, and they have to stop. There is no way over. For now, the sheep are safe. The fence goes on and on over the dry ground. Index. Australia. Camels. Dogs. Farmers. Fence riders. Food. Holes. Howl. Kangaroos. Posts. rabbits, sandy, sheep, water, wire, wolves.